Money for Nothing. It's The Record on KUOW. I'm Marcy Silman.
And I'm David Hyde. And Seattle voters, there's going to be a measure on your ballot this summer to create a new source of funding for parks. And there's big news about that measure this week. That language that the voters are going to see has changed, specifically the explanatory statement you see in your voter's guide. It's because of a ruling this week by the Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission. And Erica C. Barnett has been tracking it. She's a reporter and a news editor for Publicola. Hi, Erica.
Hi, David.
So before we get to the change in the lingo here, what exactly would this proposed measure do if voters approve it?
If voters approve it, it would create an ongoing property tax levy, which is to say there's no end date to it, that would start at 33 cents per $1,000 of assessed value. It could go as high as 75 cents. It authorizes 75 cents, but the city council says that they are only going to levy 33 cents initially.
And it's a taxing district. What's a taxing district? It creates a new taxing district. Does that mean just it increases your property taxes?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, that's the way that people will experience it. What it actually does is it creates a new district that encompasses the entire city of Seattle, and it's going to be overseen by the city council. So those are sort of some of the technical sounding aspects that that the people who appealed to change the explanatory statement actually object to, but for regular taxpayers, what it means is your property taxes will go up.
All right, if it gets approved. And the news this week is that the Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission ruled on the language. What did they say?
They said that they agreed with the appellants, who are some neighborhood groups, that there should be more explicit information about the possibility of a 75-cent tax. It removes a reference to the council's ability to dissolve the district if required by the city or by petition with 10% of Seattle voters, which basically is sort of, the appellants argued, was kind of a meaningless statement because it just says that they can dissolve themselves. It makes some other changes. It says that the district could lift the property tax lid that's imposed by state law and impose more property tax. Essentially, it's providing more information, but it's providing specifically information that makes the proposal look bad.
Like you've got in your article, 75-cent tax, that's the maximum, but that would amount to $330 a year for a $440,000 house?
Right.
So who are the opponents?
It's some neighborhood groups primarily. It's the Seattle Displacement Coalition and the Seattle Community Council Federation are the two main groups that that filed the appeal.
And I'm wondering what you expect to see happen here. In the past, how have Seattle voters responded to efforts to raise taxes to fund parks?
Seattle voters have overwhelmingly, not surprisingly, because we are a fairly pro-tax city, but have overwhelmingly supported it. In 2008, the last parks levy, we voted for it by about 60%. The original parks levy was something like 54%. So Seattle voters have repeatedly shown a willingness to pay for parks.
So that's then, this is now, and this is new language. How likely do you think this move is to influence voters and ultimately the outcome of the vote?
I don't think it makes a huge difference, to be honest. If you read the, first of all, I don't know how many people read the explanatory statement in their voter's guide in the first place.
Do you? You must.
Oh, of course I do. But you know, if you're just looking at your ballot and it says this would impose a tax for parks and would replace the parks levy, I think people are going to be inclined to vote for it. And if you then really get into the actual language of the statute on the other end of voter awareness, it's pretty clear, you know, what it would actually do, and that the city council would be in charge. And I should add, one other reason that that these groups are opposed to this proposal is because the city council would be in charge. They say that it's not fair for voters not to have the opportunity every 6 years to say yes or no. But the counterargument to that is that we do vote the city council in or out. So it's, you know, they're an elected body, too. It's not like it's being done by fiat.
All right, Erica, thanks so much.
Great, thank you.
She's news editor for Publicola, telling us about a proposed new taxing district. It's basically a tax to pay for Seattle parks. Seattle residents are going to get a chance to vote on that this summer. You're listening to The Record on KUOW.